Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, we have been fortunate. We've had a lot of great guests today, and Diana McMahon was with us, what, a week or two ago to talk about the Retail Merchants Association and how their members were getting ready for the Black Friday sales, a little different this year than in the past, and I wanted to invite Diana back to let us know how things went for the local retailers. Please tell me there was some good news, Diana.
Good morning, John. Yeah, I think there was some good news. I think both nationally and locally, there was obviously a drop in traffic, but I do think that for those that did turn out and were happy to be out shopping and felt safe in the environment, they were very dedicated to shopping locally. So I think a lot of our local businesses had low expectations heading into the weekend and were surprised and pleased to see even the moderate turnout that they saw.
Well, that's great news. I live out here in Short Pump, so I went to the mall at one point and then went to the Walmart because I had to get some stuff to clean up after the dogs here at the house. And then I looked in the parking lot at one of the strip malls. I mean, it's a super nice strip mall, but that's where a lot of the local retailers are, you know, the frame shops and then, you know, one of the stores that sells Richmond stuff. I like to go over there. And I didn't see a lot of traffic. So in my heart, I was like, oh, my God, this is when they need people to shop and they're not showing up. Were there any problems that were reported, or we think we're on track to, you know, at least cross that line into profitability?
Yeah, you know, I think we're already down. So
yeah,
it's really unfair to compare last year to this year,
yeah,
just based on the environment that we're currently in. But I think, you know, by and far, our retailers have reported that they feel cautiously optimistic about the rest of the holiday season. So I think that there's some time still to have some good numbers and good show out. I do think a lot of retailers have pivoted. So while traffic may be down, they're experiencing more curbside pickup or delivery or online shopping. So there's more of a mix of how people are shopping, even though traffic is down. I think that our retailers are certainly still feeling that, you know, they are in a tight spot and things are not as they would have normally hoped, but there is a little bit of silver lining, and there's some good to come out of the past holiday shopping weekend.
Yesterday, Diana, I had David Saunders, you know, who is big PR guy here in town, but he also bought that Texas Inn in Lynchburg, and he was telling us about, you know, he's done everything he can to abide by the rules and, you know, he's trained his employees, and he still has some people, I don't know if they dislike him personally or they're their competitors, they've called the health department on him over and over and over again, even though, you know, it's a tiny little place, and it's become a problem where he might be fined, they might yank his license, and he was saying, hey guys, you know, unless this is a nefarious plot to put me out of business, if you've got a problem, please go talk to the owner. Don't call the state and report me, you know, like it's, you know, Germany or something. I mean, are you hearing stories like that from your members that, I mean, I hate to use that, you know, they call them Karens, which I think is totally unfair, but you know, people who are not good neighbors and nannies who yell at you about everything. Are you hearing stories like that?
There may be a handful of stories like that, but I think, you know, by and far, people are not experiencing that type of reaction. You know, I think people are scared right now, and they may be acting out in certain ways. You know, the Virginia Department of Health is certainly out in looking at retail, but I think our retailers have really done so much to make sure that their first priority is making sure their customers and their employees are safe. And, you know, I think if you're abiding by the mandates and what's deemed, you know, appropriate and healthy, then you'll be fine. And I think for the most part, that's what we've heard, is that both the customers feel safe and that the employees feel safe and that the business owners are really doing everything that they can to make sure that that's how everyone feels. So we haven't heard a ton of those stories.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good news. I just didn't know whether that was a widespread problem that was underreported, or, you know, whether this is kind of a one-off. Maybe somebody's mad with him. And, you know, the physical arrangement at that diner just lends itself to misunderstandings, which you probably wouldn't have if you were walking through aisle by aisle buying stuff. But so that's some good news. Listen, Diana McMahon with the Retail Merchants Association, let's hope that the next couple of weeks will be good for your members so that we can get into the clear, get the vaccine, and, you know, maybe 2021 will be rebound big time for everybody. I pray.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks, John.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.